Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
It is the Two Fat Lattes. How are you, Benny?
Am I on?
You're on, doll.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Radio, can we just say Radiothon a couple of times?
Radiothon.
Are we going to be playing some good music
Sharon
tonight?
Sharon Jones, you are listening to the Two Fat Lattes. Benny,
oh,
shut your mouth.
You are so beige and boring.
You didn't like that?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh.
No, we need to up it.
That was up. How much more up do you want?
I want over the top.
We should have gone. Wasn't there something on the long weekend? Some dance party you could have gone to?
No way. Was there? Was there a long weekend?
You missed it. Were you working?
I blinked. What are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about Radiothon.
We are talking about Radiothon.
And we want lots of people to ring in. And we've got a couple.
We've got a few people who have rung through and renewed their memberships. So they're going into the prize draw. And one of these people is Ian from Frankston. See?
What do you mean, C?
Even in Frankston, they're getting our little message.
That's
we're getting
right.
our message across.
We're all over Melbourne.
But we're going from Frankston, we're catching an A380 all the way to Munich. And Peter and Douglas, big congratulations and thank you for renewing your membership as a family.
Gorgeous.
So all the way, they've been docking with us for ages.
They haven't. They tune in quite regularly, don't they?
I know. Munich must be really boring.
Don't you like Will Young?
I love falling asleep, Frank.
You're with the Two Fat Lattes. I love that song. What's wrong with you? Do you feel like you're in the aisle looking at the cocoa
pops? It's like
pops?
A toasted cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
It's too comfy.
It's kind of, you know, sit
it's
by the
Friday
fire.
Night, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'll pick it up
it's
in a
Friday night, mate. People are out there in their cars freezing to death. They need to move.
This will help them.
This is
it's
helping
toasty.
Them drive into fences. I felt like I was in I feel like I'm in a lift.
Coming up to Joy.
I imagine that was the song they were playing on the Titanic just before the bubble started.
Our producer said that coming up next is Ronan Keating, but no, I'm not going to say that.
Oh, producer Paul. Going to digitally remaster us
That's
later.
That's right. Benny and Frank,
can you turn it off?
It's all right, it's in the background.
I know.
Just go with it.
I feel like I'm in heaven. We're getting a couple of messages through. They're streaming through as we speak. Hello, Lattes. Will you definitely be coming back after your break in July, or will anyone else be replacing your show? I think we're coming. Well, we haven't got our contract yet, have we, Frank?
No, that's right.
Our people are talking to Joy people as we speak. Trying to negotiate.
You love saying that, don't
I
you?
Do. Frank's negotiating. You want a little. You in your green room. You want a little a white sofa with white.
That's right.
White lilies.
We're having diva moments.
And you want white vovos. Don't you want a plate of iced vovos? No, you're on a low carb diet.
I am.
So you want just a plate of tripe and some skewers. Did you see Miss Universe?
No, I missed it.
Have you seen the new Miss Universe?
No, the Aussie one.
The Aussie.
Our
entrant.
What is she? What's her like? What's she like? She got a mo.
She's no. My, oh my God.
What?
Can I just say one word?
What? Is that a word?
That describes her. What a squid.
What has she got? Lots of tentacles.
Oh, it just looks like a squid with blonde hair.
Really?
Oh, there's something.
Do her eyes go all over the shop?
They're very close together.
Are they?
Yes.
Like did someone you see her?
Like someone squeezed the temples.
You're not painting a very nice picture.
It's not a very nice picture to paint, Frank. It's quite dreadful.
Oh, that's sad. And so she's our entrant
in the Miss Beige Miss Universe pageant. They should have a Miss Beige pageant.
Wasn't that the same thing?
It is kind of. It's just that would Miss Beige wear high heels like they do?
I don't know. Wouldn't they go through a whole wardrobe for different things?
We're onto something here. We should have a Miss Beige pageant.
Pageant.
I can't. Something's gone wrong with my tonsils tonight.
Read some messages out, Benny.
I've got a message here from Dan. Dan said, so the lattes, you're having a end of year financial break.
Yeah,
we kind of are, aren't we?
It is, yeah. We're gearing up for the new financial year.
Aren't we? We can do our taxes.
Get it? We're getting our fiscal resources all worked out.
I love when you get fiscal. It's not acceptable. Let me see. Oh, Sarah says, hello, Joy. I'm listening online and I would like to renew my subscription. It may take a few days for me to work out how to send the money. Oh, just send it, love. We'll take it anyway, won't we?
Well, we'll follow up with her.
She says, the fat lattes are so funny.
She's from Brighton, UK, so you got to give her the benefit of the...
Oh, she is too. Oh, my God, Sarah. Well, there you go. She's going to have to work out some way of... We do take credit cards.
But she's got her membership number on there.
She does. So maybe do we have to pass it on to the authorities?
We will.
The Joy authorities. Thank you, Sarah. And thanks for listening from all the way from the UK, from Brighton. And one of our listeners sent us a message, said, Frank, the two fat lattes, you're sending me to sleep.
Oh, that was because of the Will Young song. I'm sure there are 100 other people that loved it.
You have upped the ante now, haven't you, Frank?
Oh, thanks for being my... Anyway, let's not go there.
Loving your show. Great music as always, Frank. Love, Jeff. So there's one for you too.
We're doing the radiothon, and we've had lots of callers.
We've had lots of little messages. I have my little Italian friend in tonight. Davide
from work.
Yes, and he grabbed my phone and went out and took a photo. He wanted to use my phone, and I said, what are you doing? And he ran out and he went and took a photo of the toilets at Joy.
Why?
Because the toilet is the name on the toilet, the toilet seat, is it's a Gloria toilet seat.
So why
the toilet is Gloria? And so he said, is it really, like, he was asking me whether, you know, like, the why is it called Gloria? You know, and I said, they're named after the, you know, that song by Laura Branigan.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you're sick, you sort of, you know, you put your head in the toilet and you call in Gloria. You know, the...
Yes. Yeah. Gotcha.
It was supposed to be funny.
Was it?
No.
All right. I thought it had something to do with glory holes.
Oh, there's a good
but
one.
But maybe I'm wrong.
There's you. Look at you. You're single. She's gone all glory hole on me. Okay, Michael, congratulations and thank you from Seddon West. Seddon West?
Yeah, that'd be around Footscray.
Lydia from...
All I see is smoke behind you, Benny.
I think Jane's welding. Either Jane's welding or she's putting acrylic nails on.
I think she's welding.
Yeah, she's putting a new panel in the newsroom. Lydia from St Kilda, she's renewed, thank you. Craig and Alan from Brunswick West. Oh, the Brunswick West girls are out in force
they
tonight.
It's
like a marching band coming down Sydney Road. Glenn in Bayswater is renewed. So thank you to Glenn. And let me see here. Sean. I feel like I'm on one of those...
Telethon
things.
Except it's radiothon.
Yes. Sean and Dr. Jeffrey, they've signed up. Oh, they've renewed their family membership from Abbotsford. And Colin from Trogana?
Truganina.
I think
that's Truganina.
No, it's not.
It is.
Some doctor wrote that.
No, it's Truganina.
Truganina?
Yeah, I think it's out near Sunshine. Am I right?
Isn't it Dramana?
It's west.
Maybe it's Dragana.
It's not Dramana.
It's not?
Truganina.
Truganina.
Yeah.
They're renewing. Wow, can they get us all the way out in Truganina?
Yeah, but it's not that far.
Isn't it? Sounds like where there's a lot of bush.
No, there's no.
There's no bush?
No.
Oh.
It's out west, though.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I need to take you out there.
I thought it must have been some sort of sacred site or something. sounds very Uluru.
It does.
Doesn't it?
I think it, yeah, you're right.
Did who were those two guys that went out to survey the centre with their camel toes? The camels?
What do you mean?
Burke and
Wills.
Burke and Wills. There's a good packet of biscuits.
It is the homo helpline.
We have a homo. I'm just going to look at producer Paul and you. We've got a homo helpline crisis.
Is it a crisis?
All the homo helplines we got this week are kind of like serious. There's like, I don't know if we can actually do it. You know what happens when we, you know, like we do often take the piss, but I don't think we can this week.
Really?
It's all got.
Oh, what have you been given?
I don't
given?
Know. It's all about people splitting up and not.
It's that year.
It's that time of the year.
No, but it's not the time of the year.
What do you mean it's that year?
I think it's this year in just in general.
Why?
Because it's happening all around
it
me.
It has happened all around us. Mm. My life's become fabulous and everyone else has gone to shit.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
Oh, yeah. I'm really happy.
So we won't go there.
What do we do, producer Paul? Do we attempt to actually put
Well, I need to read these because I haven't read them.
Okay.
So let me vet them for you and then I'll tell you what to do.
They're not kind of happy topics.
Let's do your one.
Can I do mine?
Yes, let's do yours.
Now, this is what Homo Helpline's all about. The other night...
Are you?
My Homo Helpline is about a friend of mine.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay.
My friend went to visit someone.
Uh-huh.
It was a pretty cold night.
Right.
You know, and...
Were you rugged up?
The heat.
Oh, was your friend rugged up?
Yeah, kind of.
When you talk about your friend...
Yeah.
You're not talking about your friend that's part of your anatomy...
No. Are
you talking about another person?
Oh, no.
Okay. No, just making clear.
No, honey.
Just want to be clear.
No, this, you know, it's a physical person.
Yeah.
No, well, no. Look, we need to get real, don't we?
We do.
We do need to get real. Sometimes things happen in the city, you know, like where people communicate
sure.
and organise rendezvous. And we go to rendezvous. But I need to put a message out there.
What's happened? What's happened to your friend?
Not my to our friends out there in Rainbow World,
right?
Who maybe have a little bit extra than everyone else.
Okay.
Do you remember Big Bird's friend, Mr. Snuffleupagus?
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Well, sometimes Mr. Snuffleupagus needed some soapy water. Do you know what I mean? because Big Bird would often help him have a little bath.
That's right.
But you know what?
What?
Because one of the headlines in the newspaper this morning, this afternoon when we were coming out of the 7-Eleven, when we went, you know, before the show, was something about a man blows bubbles and ends up in jail. Well, this friend of mine who went to visit his friend, his friend Snuffy... Did you know, like, in that sense of urgency, you know, in that moment
sure.
of someone's coming to visit,
uh-huh.
went to do a little preparation bath,
sure,
but didn't actually have the shower,
right?
They did the old, let's have a wash at the sink,
right,
with the Lux soap,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha, yeah,
and got it all up Snuffy's nose. Do you know what I'm? Do you kind
I
of know where I'm going?
I
with,
know where you're going.
You know
with
what?
It. Yeah.
So the thing is, if you have a friend like Mr. Snuffleupagus, you need to look after Snuffy quite well. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And sometimes
treat him well.
Treat him to a shower.
Yep.
Treat him to
that
some
helps.
Treat him to some hot water and a dry towel. Because you know, like the newspaper said, man blows bubbles. You don't want to be going home blowing bubbles.
And that, my friends, are the homo helplines we deal with.
This is quality radio.
We're doing Radiothon, of course.
We are.
We've had a number of
There's quite a few,
registrations.
Yes. I have to read this one out, though. It says, "Hello, Lattes. Enjoying your show, as usual, in the hills via the internet streaming. It's that time of the year again, hey? And we're looking at making a donation along with the renewal of our memberships. Same deal as last year. But he says here, Frank, tell me what my latest tattoo is and there's a $1,000 donation for Joy."
Oh, okay. So do we have to answer?
Now, remember last year this gentleman wrote to us and he asked us to have a look at his website.
Yes.
And... and describe the tattoo that I saw, which we did. It was like a picture out of, it was like a scene out of the Kama Sutra.
Okay.
Last year. Mm-hmm. But apparently he's had some more work done. But I was just looking at his, I'm not sure if he's listening as we speak. His name's John. I'm having a look at some photos. I'm not sure how far the tattoos extended down his legs, but to me, I've got a funny feeling that he had the bottom of his legs tattooed. They look like the newest. I'm thinking the last tattoo he had was something to do on his legs, like these rainbow bands, or maybe that sort of chrysanthemum flower with the pearls hanging off it.
I can't work it out.
I don't know, but maybe John will ring us and let us know.
He's being cryptic.
John the Tattoo Man.
Yes.
He says, Benny, if you hadn't dropped me as a friend on Facebook, you would have known what the tattoo
did. You drop? That's bad form.
No, yeah.
Isn't the idea to get as many friends as you want?
I did a bit of cropping a little while ago.
You cropped friends?
Well, people that never write to me or never say anything, so.
Oh, so you cropped them.
But I added him back. I knew what his name was. And I had a look at him. So I had a look through all the tattoos on his body, and on his bottom he's got a butterfly tattoo.
What happens when the butterfly wings open?
It's what happens when the butterfly wings fold that's more interesting. There's something that says Sua Cinque.
No, it's not Cinque.
What's that?
It's C-U-I-Q-U-E.
What's Q-E-Q?
Well, I think it's something Latin.
Or Luptus.
Well,
Ubi One Kenobi. It says here, now you can see my bum tattoo. I will donate $1,000 to Joy. There you go.
I think that's right.
Thank you, John. Thank you for your $1,000. Como Helpline, dear lattes, hello. My boyfriend and I are new.
Are you reading it?
Okay. I'm going to read it. Okay. This is one of those serious ones, but I think we can throw some glitter at it.
Okay.
Well, let's try.
Let's try.
Because we're very slim pickings tonight, aren't we? Hello, my boyfriend and I are new listeners to you lovely ladies. We've downloaded every podcast and we've listened to you whenever we drive down to Melbourne. I'm 37 and 2 years ago my boyfriend moved to Melbourne to live. Oh, he moved from Melbourne to live with me in rural Victoria.
Oh, where does he live in rural Victoria?
Wangaratta.
Oh, at Wang.
He says Wangaratta to be precise. Now I am considering moving to Melbourne. Oh, don't do it.
Oh, why?
Oh, wangers can't live in Melbourne.
Really?
No.
Why?
Because they're too used to the Wang lifestyle.
And what's the Wang lifestyle like? Have you been there, lived there?
Well, the Wang lifestyle, you're often lying about, you know, you'd often flopped out on some deck.
Really?
Yes. Not much happens in Wang.
Don't you go to the Kmart?
No, you go to your IGA.
Your IGA.
Or your BSW. BWS.
Is there one out there?
Oh, there must be.
Because it's on the way to Bright. So you get all your through traffic.
It's not on the way to Bright.
Actually, do you veer off beforehand?
I think you veer off into a tree stump somewhere beforehand. Anyway, my question is this. How will I cope with living in Melbourne? Sweetheart Craig, you won't cope. There's too much light. There's too much glitter.
No, he needs to come.
You do need to. Craig, we need more of you in the gene pool, don't we?
That's right.
As long as you wash your snuffy every now and then, you'll be all right.
So what's the issue?
I've always lived in the same town.
That's okay. He's moving away from comfortable.
You're moving on, doll. Put on some new shoes, comb your hair, part on the other side of your head.
Or put it up.
Put updo.
Yeah, that's right.
Why not? An upstyle.
An upstyle.
Yes, and some high heels. I'm comfortable here, but I know.
Like Russell Brand.
Oh, we all need some brand every now and then.
That's right.
I'm comfortable here, but I know that I need to get away as I was harassed out of my job.
Oh, harassed out of his job. That's terrible.
Okay, glitter soldiers, listen up and listen up good. What's with all the sob stories this week?
What's going on? It's after the Queen's birthday, everyone's like,
You know who I feel like? I feel like Steve Ward. Do you know who Steve Ward is?
No, I don't.
Steve Ward is this guy in LA.
Yep.
His mother is a very famous psychologist, matchmaker lady.
Well, and what is she, a psychologist or a matchmaker?
I don't know. She analyzes people and she matches them up.
Okay.
And he's taken over and he does this show on Foxtel called Tough Love.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Am I in love with Steve Ward? Because he's got the tough love. And that's what I give. I give tough love.
Do you?
Are
you about to give it now?
I'm about to give Craig some tough love. Craig, never underestimate yourself, honey. If you can live, if you can survive in rural Victoria, you can survive in Melbourne, can't he?
That's true.
Melbourne is just Wangaratta with a couple more streets and a couple more sets of lights.
That's true.
No? Really, Melbourne is Wangaratta with just a few more dumpling restaurants.
That's right.
Isn't it? Mm. Maybe a
got more variety.
You can get pizza delivered nearly 24 hours a day. Can you do that in Wangaratta?
Probably not.
No. You can. What else can you do? Come on, people. I need ideas. What can we do in Melbourne?
You can go to Coles 24 hours a day.
You can go to Coles 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
You can. Imagine you can buy polyester track pants anytime you want. If you've got an empty fishing tackle box, you can buy sinkers 24 hours a day.
Fabulous.
We love country cousins coming to visit.
Yes, that's right.
Because you know how you can
tell. They're all down to earth.
Because you know how you can tell.
How?
Because when they walk down Chapel Street, their pupils are really small. Because they're just, the light is too intense.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. www.bigmouthmedia.com.au and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.